Joining us now, one of the heroes over the last 1 year, a man who, we've known as a star, but somebody who's been perhaps one of our India's brightest stars in this time, which has seen so much gloom. Sonu Sood joins us. You know, we've spoken with you now over the last 1 year. You did incredible work when, you helped migrants move back home, and you've done so much more since then. One of the things that you are doing is, A, you're encouraging the vaccination drive, and you're also airlifting patients. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, thank you so much, Rishi, for having me. And, I think we are living in the most difficult times that I've ever seen in my life. We all are in this together. And I run short of words when I see people desperately calling in the middle of the night to say their fathers, their mothers, their kids, and I can't do anything. I'm on the phone 24/7 trying to call people left, right, and center, trying to use all the contacts from the MDs of the hospital to the doctors, to the ward boys to get them back. So I feel, we are in difficult times, but we have to fight this battle together. Like you said, this airlift patient, I remember a desperate call that came from Jhansi. This guy wanted to get an air ambulance get admitted in, but there were no beds available. But somehow I got those things. This patient is doing well. So I don't know how it's happening, but yes, I believe that if you believe in something, you can make it happen. Yeah, but we are really helpless, and we have no clue what's going to happen tomorrow.
Sonu, are you facing that same problem which so many of us and people across the country, across many cities or areas in the country are facing? They want to get a loved one, a friend, whoever, a hospital bed, and that's just not available. No matter how many phone calls you make, it's always a struggle. And it's not because people don't want to try and help you. It's simply because there is no space, there is no bed.
That's what, Vishnu, it's a helpless situation. When I call an MD of a hospital, they said it's a waiting of 700 people. And every patient deserves to live. It's not about jumping a queue that you know someone. Or actually, the most of the people I get calls, I don't know anyone. They randomly call people left, right, my friends, and they said, he's got this message. It's an 18-year-old boy, it's a 25-year-old boy. See, the mother, I get those voice notes from the parents, at least save us time. So every time I get a bed, another 1 minute again, I'll get another call to arrange an oxygen bed or an ICU. Again, I try to get that bed, but it's a never-ending struggle. I've been from past many days when the whole wave started. Yesterday, I got number 17 beds in Delhi, Haryana, and UP. And it was a great day for me. Today, I could get just 9 beds. So I feel very desperate that if I sleep, at least I have to get 8-10 more beds and save 8-10 more lives. So I feel, I don't know where we are heading to. And we know people, we are connected, we can use our good offices. But imagine about a common man who is waiting in an ambulance or with a small cylinder out of the hospital. So what he must be going through, I feel, this shall pass very, very soon.
The other big problem we face now is one of oxygen. As you try and save lives, how is this, perhaps the biggest problem at the present moment?
The most difficult thing to get it, an oxygen cylinder. I'm trying to get almost 400 oxygen concentrators in Delhi in another 4-5 days to distribute free of cost to all the people who need them. I'm also trying to get an oxygen plant. I'm speaking to Taiwan government, French government, where I can get at least 4-5 plants in different states where we can provide oxygen to people. And these plants have the capacity to get almost 250 jumbo cylinders and almost 1,000 cylinders, apart from the oxygen that can be given to the hospitals. But they take 10 to 12 days to get those things installed. And what about these 10 to 12 days? But nevertheless, but we are getting these things, activated. And I'm sure, till then we need to survive. And till then we need to just get few things connected to fulfill the demands that people are right now.
Sonu, how are you inspired by children the most? Because, you've set up schools in the past. You've given kids cell phones, right? Is that something that really drives you or inspires you that, look, dealing with adults is one thing, but their little lives that need to be saved?
I think it's very important to get these little lives saved because they are innocent. They don't know what's happening around them. They haven't seen the world. They deserve to live longer. They deserve to study. They deserve to see the world, you know, and then they have to take their own calls of their lives, you know. Recently, I requested also, you know, when I speak to a lot of parents, you know, who are desperate to live, but they have lost the battle against COVID. And they have these little kids who don't have anyone to take care. So I've requested even all the governments that make a law in which all the state and central government passes a rule that any kid who has lost a parent in the COVID will have a free education throughout their life. Doesn't really matter whether they are in a private school or in a government school or they want to do MBBS, engineering, whatever studies, even higher studies. It has to be free of cost. That should be the law. Then only we can have a better future tomorrow.
You know, you actually did something which was very interesting. You built a house for a widow in Bengal, provided a tractor to a farmer in Andhra Pradesh, and started a school for the viral warrior Raji Shanta Pawar in Pune. Tell us a little bit about that. Three separate cases, yeah.
I was originally not trained, equipped, like I always say, how to manage things. But I always believe you have to make sure that it's not about helping monetarily, which is a temporary thing, but you need to also channelize the whole thing that what they'll be doing after 6-8 months, whether it was a martial arts school for that old woman, or whether you're opening schools in Calcutta, or whether you're generating some kind of a source where people get a channel to work hard on their own, and they can also inspire others so that, you know, they can have a next generation who's working towards it. So yes, I'm trying to explore every day. I'm trying to learn every single day, and I'm still learning. But like I said, you know, these tough times have taught us a lot of things. You know, at least me it has taught. But it's time for all of us to come together and do a bit, you know, whatever little we can do. And I think everyone is doing it, and we are experiencing around us.
In all of this, there are obviously so many frustrations. It's hardly an ideal situation. Vaccinations is something we keep talking about, but at the moment we just don't have as many vaccines as we need. How have you dealt with this problem? Because you've been out and trying to get people to vaccinate.
There were two phases where there was a time when people were not ready to get vaccinated. We were all pushing them, okay, get vaccinated. And now when everyone wants to get vaccinated, we don't have enough vaccination to get it done. Before I joined you, I was just trying for a friend to get him vaccinated, but they don't have enough vaccination. They said you have to wait for a week or so. But like I said, you know, now the whole country is ready to get vaccinated, but we need those vaccinations. We have to mobilize our resources, the companies, like we've heard that other foreign companies are also sending their vaccinations. So I think we need to give people hope that, you know, just stay strong and we'll get everyone vaccinated. But the kind of numbers that we're getting in vaccination, they say it'll take almost 600 days for the entire country to get vaccinated, which is a shame, I would say. But yes, we have to pull our socks. We have to make sure that we get our country vaccinated so that we can save many more lives.
Sonu, somebody just sent me a WhatsApp message asking, ask Sonu why he does what he does. How would you respond to that?
Vishnu, I feel that I'm blessed. I'm the chosen one. I can connect with people. You believe me that, you know, the kind of happiness that I get out of it, I haven't experienced in all these years. You know, I've worked in all the different industries, from all Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Marathi, Chinese, English, Hollywood, every Hindi film. But if you put all the things that I've done in my life together, it hasn't given me that much of happiness that I get getting a single bed for an individual every single day. When I call them, okay, the bed is arranged in so and so Gangaram Hospital or Ramanur Loya Hospital, go. So they shiver, they cry out of happiness. They said, thank you so much, sir, for saving our lives. And then the parent get discharged, they said, you know, this is, you are going to stay a part of our family, part of our life forever. So I think I wish my parents were around to see that. My mom always used to say that, you know, just apni mutti khol kar dekh, shayad teri haath ki lakeeron mein kisi ki zindagi bachana likha ho. So I believe that, you know, there is something written in my, you know, I would say fate to save lives. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. You went through a bad or troubling experience with COVID yourself, right?
Yeah, I was affected, but it took me 5 days to come out of it. But I had more time, Vishnu, to help others. You know, 24/7, I was on the phone because I was, quarantined. I was in a room, so I had all the time in the world, and that's the time I did maximum work. That's the time I got maximum, beds done, oxygen cylinders done, all these medicine injection, remdesivir, maximum I got delivered in those 5-7 days.
Are you relieved by the fact that there is so much aid now coming into India? You spoke about remdesivir. 1,25,000 doses came in last night from the United States. That's super news, isn't it? That oxygen plants have come in. We've got friends across the world, have we, in our hour of need? There's no doubt about that.
So, yeah, this is a ray of hope. I'll tell you, one vial of this remdesivir, it's like a Sanjeevani booty. You know, I came from about 18 today to different people who needed it. And they were so happy. They said, sir, we'll come all the way. People were coming from different parts of the Maharashtra to get that one vial to save their loved ones. So if you're getting so much of injections from abroad, I'm sure, people won't have to, suffer, pay black money to people to get these vaccinations, and they'll be able to save more lives. Again, Vishnu, I want to again mention that people who are not able to get those vaccines, I lost 4 people I was trying to save yesterday, and they always regret, sir, we couldn't get that vaccination, and we wish we could get that remdesivir, and we would have saved a parent. So they don't know whether it's a life-saving drug or not, but they'll always have that regret in their life that they couldn't get that one injection for the parents. So I'm glad that so much of aid is coming from abroad, and I hope in a day or two everyone gets what they want.
So to tell us a little bit about how you're airlifting patients from where to where. It's an expensive proposition. How does that work?
I remember the first airlift happened from Nagpur to Apollo Hospital of this girl Bharti around about 15 days ago. And when she had lost 90% of her lungs, and from Wockhardt Hospital from Nagpur, we had shifted her to Apollo in Hyderabad. And through an ECMO machine, that was the first time we got to know what ECMO is. And it was a very tedious process of getting her airlifted. But now she's still surviving today. Yesterday, doctors had given up, but they said today she opened her eyes. So it was like a second life for me. You know, I haven't met the family, I haven't met the girl. But it's a great experience, the kind of effort that we have put in. It's paying off. And the second one was from Jhansi to again to Hyderabad, which is the day before. And again, the patient is doing well. So, Vishnu, when you're doing it, you shouldn't think about, okay, for this particular patient, you are spending so much of money. Is it really worth? Is it really worth taking those chances? You just have to come forward and do it. If you are able to save that life, you imagine the kind of happiness that you're going to give to the family.
Incredible.
So, it doesn't
happiness.
Really matter. You just have to.
The ultimate sense of satisfaction to be able to do something for people around you. This is one small area where so many of us on a daily basis, when we get phone calls on the odd occasion when we can save someone, there's nothing more satisfying than that. Nothing beats that sense. You know, Sonu, it's so wonderful speaking to you. You've been so close to all of our hearts here in NDTV besides anywhere else. And, we really look up to people like you and for all of the work and for all of the hope that you bring. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.